One of the most common questions that I receive on Sukkos, or before Sukkos, is whether someone can use a zip tie to tie down their schach to prevent the schach from blowing away when it's extremely windy. So this relates to the famous question of maimid. Now, the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph and Bey states, Hasomech Sukkaso Bekirei Hamita Kishera. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, it actually is permissible to lean the sukkah on the legs of a bed. However, Yehuda Omer, Im Eina Yechol Lamud Bifnei Atzma Psula, if the sukkah cannot stand by itself without the legs of a bed, it's possible, it's invalid. And the Gemara asked, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? And there's a machlokes. One opinion is that Mibnei She'ein La Keva, because it's not permanent. The sukkah is not permanent enough if it's being supported by the legs of a bed. But V'chadamar Mibnei She'mamida B'davarim Kabel Tuma. One opinion is you can't support the schach, that something itself is Mekabel Tuma, because it itself is not, cannot be considered schach. Like, for example, a kli. The legs of a bed are a kli. It's a finished product, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Just like you can't use it for schach, you can't use it to be maimid to support schach. Now, if we hold like the chachamim, then this is not a problem at all. And even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only a problem according to one of the two reasons that Rabbi Yehuda said it's psula. So the question is, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over the Chachamim? Do we paskin like, well, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said it's psula is because it's not a permanent structure? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that it might be permitted to use Maimid. There is the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Resh Chav Tes Seif Ches states, Lechaber klonsos haksukah b'masmeiro shel barzo shehei makablin tuma in kepeda, that you can nail down support beams of the schach, presumably because maimed is not a problem. And yet, in the previous halacha, in Tafrei Shchav Tes Seif Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes, Leish this topic, imutu laniach sukkah hagag kedi lesachich al gabav, that there is a doubt, there's a suffix, whether you can support the schach by placing wooden ladders on top of the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Beis states that Ledina, how do we hold? Lechatchila yesh li zar shel lahamid haschach b'davar mekabel tuma. Lechatchila, we should be careful not to support the schach with something that's mekabel tuma. Lechatchila, we should be machmer for maimid. However, b'di'evet, or if you don't have any other materials, then you are allowed to be maimid the schach with something that's makabel tuma. So we try to be machmir when it comes to maimid. And there are questions about maimid to maimid, the tradition of the Chazon Ish, but specifically with respect to the issue of zip ties. So this relates to a tshuva by the Bitzel Chachma, Rabbi Bitzel Stern. So he writes in Chilak Hei Simon Mem Dalet. He says that Hach Dina She'osir Lahamid Aschach B'davar Mekabel Tuma, that the halacha that you can't support schach with something that's Mekabel Tuma, he says Gam Leman Desfir Lei Hachi B'Gemar V'Sfir Lei She'posel Afilu B'Diyavid, even the position that holds that it's puzzle, it's invalid, even by the Eved, Hainu Davka Kishe'ed Aschach Yochol Lamad Klal, B'li Davrim Kabel Tum Machziko. That's only when the Schach cannot stand at all by itself without that thing that supports it, that's Mekabel Tuma. And this is based on the case of Somech Sukkaso Bekirei Hamita. The Kamar Gemara, Lechad manda amar shetaima mibnei shemamidu b'davarim kabel tuma shim yinatlu kirei hamita aschach nofel ve'ein kan sukkah klal. That the case of the Mishnah for which we discuss the issue of davarim kabel tuma of maimid with some of this makabel tuma, which is somech sukkaso b'kirei hamita, that whole discussion where Rabbi Yehuda asers you to apostles a sukkah, that if that you're supporting it with the legs of a bed, So that's what's the case that if you remove the legs of the bed, then the schach will fall. That's the case where we say Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. However, says the Betzel HaChachma, kishah schach yochel lamed beruach metzuya. If the schach can withstand a normal breeze. Ela kishechoshech shematia ruach saara ruach sheina metzuya v'tefazeres aschach o yisirenu lagamri me'al gabei asuka v'yishor b'li suka. But if the schach can stand in a normal breeze, but we're only concerned that there will be a very strong gust of wind that's not common, that's not normal, and it will scatter the schach or remove it completely from the suka, so in that case there's no prohibition of maimid in that case, and therefore. Says the Betzel HaChachma, that you can support something, the schach, with something that's mekabel tuma, if the schach can stand without it in a normal breeze. So therefore, if your schach can stand in, can withstand a normal breeze on top of your sukkah, and you're only using the zip ties to protect the schach, to make sure the schach remains on the sukkah, even in a case where there's a lot, you know, very unusual gust of wind, it comes very windy. So then there would be no problem. The zip ties would not passel the schach. The Betzel HaChachma does write that if you go into the sukkah when it's really very windy, and it's a time when if the zip ties weren't there, then the schach would fall away. So then if you're machmir for maimid, then you shouldn't sit in the sukkah then, or you're not yotzei the sukkah in that particular instance. At the same time, if you follow the Mishnah Brura, who says that really we're just machmir lechatchila for maimid, but for the eved you can rely on the sukkah, if you have nothing else, so then you probably could eat in that sukkah. But basically, in the case, basically, based on the Betzel HaChachma, you would be allowed to use zip ties to support the schach, even though it's mekabel tuma, if the schach would be able to stand in a normal breeze without the zip ties. However, we would not allow you to use nails to nail the schach into the, let's say, into the frame of the sukkah. Because even, let's say your schach would normally stand in a ruach metzuya, in a normal breeze, and you only want to protect it from not scattering in an abnormal breeze, in an unnatural breeze, you would not be allowed to nail the schach to the frame. Why? Because the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tov Reish Chav Zayin Sif Gimel that would not be allowed, because that would constitute a diras keva, and that would be forbidden.